This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Greeks will vote on government cuts as the European debt crisis hangs in the balance.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. At least half a dozen ruling party members in Greece have called on Prime Minister George Papandreou to resign. That's after the head of state dropped a bombshell yesterday in Athens, asking his country to vote on an economic rescue package and all the cuts that go along with it. A very unpopular rescue package, by the way. Marketplace's Europe correspondent Stephen Beard is with us live from London to explain the situation. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So why this surprise announcement from Papandreou?
Catharsis, in a word, a Greek word.
Yeah.
The prime minister seems to be sick of the endless series of strikes and protests over his austerity measures, and he wants to have it all out once and for all and say to the Greek people, this is the deal, it's the best you're going to get, do you want to take it or leave it?
Isn't this incredibly risky, though, and especially to the global economy?
Yes, I mean, it is a big gamble. 60% of the Greek people, according to the latest opinion poll, oppose the terms of the second bailout, but 75% want Greece to remain in the eurozone. So Papandreou will no doubt try to make this a referendum on Greece's membership of the euro and hope to swing it his way, but it is a risk.
What impact, Stephen, has this news had? I mean, I don't want to speculate on vote turnout, but I can imagine, right?
Yes. I mean, as Greek journalist Martina Stivers points out, the referendum plan is causing more market turmoil.
What Papandreou saw it as a good move for him internally, politically, in Greece, is turning into the market's biggest nightmare. We are seeing the reintroduction of extreme volatility in the market. And I'm afraid this is the note on which we're going to end this year.
The referendum's unlikely to be held before January, so we have potentially another 2 months of uncertainty, acute uncertainty, over the euro debt crisis.
All right, Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. European markets are down on the news between 3 and 6% at the moment. Wall Street yesterday was down big time, too. The Dow lost 276 points to end the day and the month at 11,955. But despite all that, the Dow had its best month in 9 years, and the S&P 500 had its best month in 20 years. Bank of America stands alone now as the only major bank slated to charge customers a monthly fee for debit cards. Analysts say it may have to abandon the plan, though. But don't go thinking that's a big win for customers, as Marketplace's Eve Tro explains.
Other big banks like Wells Fargo, Chase, and SunTrust backed away from plans to charge customers a few dollars a month for debit cards. Greg McBride at Bankrate.com says those banks that chickened out have a list of other fees they can raise.
Sort of the old standbys, the things like ATM fees, overdraft fees, monthly service charges, and balance requirements.
Customers may find it less painful to pay a bit more for something they were already paying for. The debit card fee was a new fee, and that's why all the fuss, he says. Lawrence Baxter at Duke School of Law says people also hate paying to access their own money. He says banks would do better to focus on how they add value for customers.
There are other areas where they provide services that I think people are more than willing to pay for, financial planning, safe deposit box fees, even certain types of online services.
While B of A is taking the hit now, all banks have to find ways to squeeze more money from customers, since they all have expectations for high profits in the face of profit-shrinking regulations. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at NovoNordisk-US.com.
Today would have been the first day of the NBA season, but a lockout between owners and the players' union has a month of games already canceled and the full season in jeopardy. The city of Memphis, home of the Grizzlies, has threatened to sue because of financial losses. And from Indianapolis now, Brandon Smith of Indiana Public Broadcasting reports a lost season could really hit that city hard.
Walk through the revolving door of the Conrad Hotel in downtown Indianapolis, and you can see why millionaire basketball players would want to stay there. From the gleaming chandeliers to the marble floors, the place looks pure luxury. General Manager Greg Tinsley says the hotel has contracts with 23 of the 29 NBA franchises that come to play the Indiana Pacers.
It's 35 to 40 rooms per each of those visiting teams, and some of the West Coast teams and others, if they're depending on where their next stop is, some of them stay actually two nights.
Tinsley says the Conrad stands to lose $500,000 if the entire season is canceled, and that'd be just part of the financial toll. A real estate consulting firm crunched the numbers and found Indianapolis and Indiana as a whole could lose $55 million if the Pacers' uniforms stay hanging in their lockers. That figure takes into account lost tax revenue, as well as spending in restaurants, bars, and hotels. And there's the image problem. Chris Gall is the spokesman for the Indianapolis Convention and Visitors Association. He says losing the Pacers for a year hurts the city's tourism marketing strategy.
There's a real allure when you're in the business of marketing the city, like we are, to having a thriving and a professional sports team in your landscape.
Indianapolis has a lot invested in the Pacers. The Capital Improvement Board is the public agency that owns Conseco Fieldhouse, where the Pacers play. Last year, CIB loaned the Pacers $33.5 million over 3 years to help keep the team in Indianapolis. The loan will continue to go through regardless of whether the Pacers play this year. On top of that, the agency would lose $1.5 million in Pacer-related tax revenue if the season is scrapped. Dan Hughey is the CIB's chief financial officer.
We won't be able to make up for that lost revenue, but we'll be able to figure out how to work through it.
The Indy sports landscape is already pretty grim, and for a city and state steeped in basketball tradition, the loss of an NBA season makes the winter ahead look even grayer. In Indianapolis, I'm Brandon Smith for Marketplace.
And finally, it's a battle of the bonds, but not the kind you buy and sell, the kind you watch and follow at the movies. Roger Moore, who played James Bond on the big screen, gave a speech to students at the Cambridge Union in England. Moore gave kudos to his predecessor, Sean Connery, saying Connery's a good actor, but that his Scottish accent often gets in the way. It's a pity, Moore said. I can't understand what he's saying. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Trees come down, beer prices go up, even fires get a little hotter and a little faster in an election year.
From the point of view of a fireman, he's going to have a much more difficult year if it's an election year.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Elections and their strange side effects. It's what? Yes, Freakonomics Radio. Next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.